Section 5. Listen to the following interview.
Hello, your name is Li Fang?
Actually, in my country, because we have a different tribe of Indian, Malay, and Chinese, usually in Malaysia, the Chinese has their own Chinese name and one English name.
I see. So your English name is?
Jenny,
I see.
It's very easy for foreigner or Malaysian people to remember my name.
I see.
Yeah.
Are there other things that you have to do to live in a country of many different cultures like Malaysia? How is that, living in a country that has so many kinds of people?
Of course, you know, we always have the gap of the communication. Because we carry out of the different language, different culture, maybe thinking way is a bit different. Mm. That's right. Sometimes, you know, Malay group, they will speak in Malay. We call Bahasa Malay. And Indian group, they will speak in Tamil. And Chinese will be speak in the Cantonese or Mandarin.
I see. What is the national language of Malaysia?
Malay. But, you know, actually in Malaysia, maybe 50% of the person, I'm thinking Indian and Chinese together. They can't speak Malay very well, even though it's the national language.
I see, yeah. So, can you speak Malay?
Yep.
Okay, good.
I'm Malaysian, you know, but, you know, actually our national language is Malay, but we seldom to use. Finally speaking, is very seldom to use. Sometimes I will feel a bit shame. I think I better study more harder my national language.
Mm-hmm. In Malaysia, is English accepted as an official language or a semi-official language in the sense of, can you give government papers and things in English, or are they all in Malay?
All in Malay. Yeah.
Ah.
Okay. Our system is like that, you know, for example, primary school, I went to the Chinese school, so we used all the textbook is the
Chinese.
And then the secondary school, I went to the Malay school. That's why all the textbook we use is Malay.
I see.
But, you know, if we go to the college, our textbook all is used in English.
I see.
Not in Malay.
Not in Malay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That seems to be getting more and more true around the world. At university level, more English is used, English textbooks, things like that. What do Japanese people think of Malaysia? What kind of images do you find they have?
At first, I think not only the Japanese thinking, but I think a lot of the foreigner people, when they come to Malaysia, they will think Malaysia, they have a lot of language. They will thinking, how come they can speak many language? They will feel very, very surprised. But, you know, actually, I think one person, at least they can speak two languages, or English or Malay. For Malay, usually they speak English or Malay. In my country, I'm thinking the Indian who speak the English very well. Because one, their pronunciation. Secondly, I'm thinking, you know, the Indian people, when they pronounce and the way they're talking is very good. They carry out the good grammar and pronunciation for my thinking way.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And in Malaysia, what kind of images do people have of Japan when they think of Japan?
Okay, in Malaysia, I think the Malaysian people, they were thinking Japanese is work very hard. This
very
one is the hot. Yeah, the first image.
Working very hard.
Yeah, working very hard. Mm-hmm. Even though they study also very hard, I found that actually Japanese people, they can write very good grammar. And they can read the book and then they can understand the English.
I think people often think of Singapore and then Malaysia. So what do people in Malaysia think of Singapore?
For me, you know, I'm thinking the Singapore is a very small island. But they make the Singapore become a famous and very advantaged country. Promising country.
I see.
Promising country.
So
they run out very fast. Them as the Japan, so I will respect them about that. But I feel, you know, Singaporean, they have a lot of the pressure, same as Japan. That's right. You know, when I go to the Tokyo Osaka, the big city, I will feel very pressure.
Yes.
But maybe you will feel pressure is good or relaxed or good. Because relaxed country, maybe is they go very slow,
mm-hmm.
not so fast.
Mm-hmm. But that's not necessarily bad. Maybe better in the long run.
Yeah.
When you came to Japan, was mm-hmm. there something that surprised you about Japan?
Is when I came to Japan, when I ride on the train or the densha, I can see a lot of the young people, especially the young girl, teenager. They speak very loud and they dress up the way. I will feel very surprising.
Is there any way that you find Japan and Malaysia to be similar?
Sometimes we ask the Japanese for something, they don't want to refuse, and then they will talk for a long way, and then at the last, you will thinking about whether they go or not go. But sometimes in Malaysia, we can find the people is similar like that.
Uh-huh.
Because maybe they want to show up, they are very kind, but they never to refuse somebody. Just they will talk a lot of the reason, you know. I don't know whether this one is the Asian country thinking way.
I see, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything that you miss about Malaysia?
Of course. You know, I miss chili sauce very much and mm-hmm. hot thing.
I see, spicy hot.
Yeah, spicy hot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe the movie. I would like to see the Hollywood movie too, but it's very easy to get in Japan. But you know, I'm Chinese. I influence from the Hong Kong movie.
Ah, okay. When you go back to Malaysia, do you miss something about Japan?
Maybe. Because I respect the system of the Japan. For mm-hmm. example, you know, the transportation. You know, the time they will put exactly what time they will come. But in Malaysia, sometimes, you know, the transportation, we wait for 1 hour, no bus coming. In Japan, everything is very punctual. To Malaysia, I will miss the time, like, puncture, you know.
I see, yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. Good, thank you.
Mm-hmm.